Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm very good. As I've already told you off air, I'm in Cooktown this morning. We have an FNQ rock meeting. We haven't had one in Cooktown for a while. So it's a beautiful day in Cooktown. And we have quite a lot on our agenda, of course. We've got Scott Buchanan and Tim Wong from Wet Tropics Management Authority. They're talking about the draft Wet Tropics Management Plan. That's an ongoing plan that they're underway with. We've also got Major General Stuart Smith. He's from the Department of Premiers and Cabinet, and he's giving an update on the draft state recovery plan. You might recall that the Premier has tasked Major General Stuart Smith to produce a coordinated plan after talking to all the mayors and local governments in the area following, obviously, the devastating floods that we unfortunately had earlier in the year.
Okay. Well, look, we've got a lot to talk about this morning, so it might take a little bit of time, but we've got a few questions. I want to ask you about this first one, because the natives are restless, so to speak. Many ratepayers on social media are calling something that the council is proposing ridiculous. I've read a lot of articles on social media. They don't want it to go ahead, so we need to discuss it. But before I ask you the questions about this carbon credits that the council is proposing, and there's a meeting tomorrow to vote on it, I want to get your thoughts on it. How do you think it'll work, and why do you think it's a good thing?
Look, thanks a lot, Paul. Really happy to talk about this. What I'd like to actually just discuss first is what the whole thing is all about, because obviously because we haven't had a chance to have the debate in council, talk about it, and then in a more coordinated way get out the message. I think some of the stuff that certainly I've read so far has missed the mark, and doesn't actually really look at the big picture in terms of the incredible opportunity that this partnership will afford. So I'd just like to take a few minutes to talk about that. So essentially what the proposal is that Qantas will be partnering, that's Qantas, our Australian local, Australia's largest airline, Qantas, under this proposal, partnership with the Douglas Shire Council and Tourism Port Douglas Daintree to make the Shire the first carbon neutral region in the country. Now, this will unlock amazing tourism marketing for us and branding opportunities for our Shire, and further be able to push our fantastic natural assets, of course, the Great Barrier Reef and the Daintree Rainforest, in the front of centre of our growing ecotourism market. This is an amazing opportunity, and it will be a first in Australia. We will become the first eco-tourism carbon-neutral destination in Australia. And I know that that's what a lot of people really, I suppose, don't quite understand at the moment. We know that locally, and certainly in our local media across the region, there's been a lot of talk about the downturn in tourism and what everyone should be doing about it. And this is a really fantastic way of doing it, and certainly will give untold marketing opportunities for the Douglas Shire, something that you actually really can't buy. And so this is a project that Council has been working on for some time with Tourism Port Douglas Daintree and our tourism operators. And we started this over a year ago. We've had a lot of meetings with tourism operators. We've had stakeholder forums, we've had updates in our workshops with council, and it is a really great project, and it's really unfortunate at the moment that the type of commentary that I know you're referring to has really missed the big picture in terms of what this will do. We know that visitors want authentic and sustainable travel experiences, and that's exactly the type of market that we already attract, but what that will do is further attract that. And not only that, we will be able to tackle climate change and promote a beautiful Douglas Shire as actually being carbon neutral, and this three-year partnership will allow that.
Why did you leave out Green Collar?
Excuse me, what's that? Yep. I didn't quite understand your question.
Well, you've mentioned Qantas and the local tourism, but you didn't mention Green Collar.
Oh, I apologise about that, Paul. I didn't realise I did that. Certainly there is a partnership with Green Collar. I'm not sure what exactly you're referring to there.
Well, I'm referring to Greek.
They're a reputable company across Australia.
What I'm saying is,
what their core business is.
You didn't mention Green Collar. You mentioned Qantas and Port Douglas Daintree Tourism here, but you didn't mention Green Collar. Anyway, look, first of all, let's hear what Councillor Michael Kerr has to say. Have a listen to this, and I'd like your comments, Julia.
We are going to be putting money and economy into another region, and I don't understand why that's happening. You know, there are so many things that need to be done in this Shire currently. You know, and if we want to do things for the reef, you know, the parks we have here, we need trees planted in them. Most of them are bare paddocks. So if you're going to plant trees, let's do them in our own Shire. There's lots of things that we can do in this region to benefit the reef, and it'll help our reef directly off our coastline, not putting money into a Shire that is 1,500 kilometres away, and it will benefit their region down there. I just can't get my head around it.
Councillor Michael Kerr there, Julia. Now, this spend is in another Shire far, far away. It's around 1,500 k's from us. It's 400 k's inland to that forest from Bundaberg. It's supposed to be a Great Barrier Reef initiative, an investment in the reef. Why are we casting our net so far?
Look, unfortunately, Councillor Kerr's comments totally miss the point and are really quite misleading. If you look at the big picture, this is about becoming carbon neutral straight away. And what we will be doing is, and we've already discussed this, we will certainly be looking at doing a whole lot of projects, and we already are within our Shire. I suppose when I've looked at and reviewed some of those, the other thing about parks and gardens, we've already discussed extensively at council what we are going to be doing with improving our parks and gardens and open spaces, and we've allocated in our draft budget a significant increase to do that. So some of the ways that we spend money in the Shire, we are already going to be doing, and we already do do. In terms of the cost, when I've looked at some of these comments, I think there's a couple of points that I want to make. In terms of the cost, it is less than 0.5% of our operational budget. And we spend a lot of money on a lot of things for far more than what we will be proposing to spend. It will actually be a very small price to pay to be carbon neutral and to have this extensive and amazing marketing opportunity for our Shire. It will actually bring in more dollars at a time when we know that tourism is down. It is a fantastic good news story to be able to partner with Qantas, with Tourism Port Douglas Daintree, and as you've already mentioned, with Green Collar, who are a very reputable and company that are able to achieve that. So there are four partners, as you've already identified. Can I just continue with these couple of points, because I actually want to be able to answer your question.
Sure.
Because I know that there is a concern. So the concern of the price. I mean, we spend more on cleaning toilets throughout the Shire than what we will be proposing to do on this. And I could list a whole lot of other issues. We've spent a lot of money on, if we want to talk about Councillor Kerr, on the proposed Paws and Claws shelter. Hundreds of thousands of dollars so far council has done in advocating and supporting legal fees, finding sites, valuations, grants, and that's before we even talk about federal and state government grants.
So Julia, just let me pick you up on a point there. You're mentioning about Paws and Claws. So you're basically saying Councillor Kerr is ungrateful?
No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is there's been a lot of talk about the cost of this, or the proposed cost of this. And of course, everyone, when they talk about a cost for one thing, always can say, well, why don't we spend it on something else? That is what I'm really saying. The other issue is about, there's a lot of commentary about climate change and people who don't believe it is an issue. Well, this is an issue, and the majority of councillors certainly believe it's an issue. And I think that this is an amazing way of being able to do that.
Julia, I've covered a lot of stories on these carbon credit schemes and what have you. This is going to be a considerable spend by council. It's over 3 years. Can you tell us and tell the ratepayers this morning how much it is?
But I'm not able to reveal exactly what it is because it's commercial in confidence and Qantas has requested that. What I can say is that it is less than 0.5% of our operational budget.
Now, a report compiled by your own CEO, Mark Stormer, says, and I quote, The Culloden Reef credits are located in the Burnett Mary catchment area at the southern end of the Great Barrier Reef. The Burnett catchment flows directly through Bundaberg before joining the Coral Sea. Given that water quality benefits are localised, the credits will not improve the condition of the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of the Douglas Shire. Unquote. Julia?
Well, as I've tried to already explain, Paul, this is about Council purchasing the Australian Carbon Credit Units that the ACC use to offset its carbon emissions. And as you probably well know, if you're well-versed in covering this issue in the past, is that people do buy carbon credits often on occasions internationally. So the issue of where they're located isn't really such an issue if we then be able to say that we are carbon neutral straight away. But what I will say is that we are already underway, and we have an active strategy around this to, after this 3-year period, to be able to do a lot more within our own shire. The reason why we're not able to do that straight away is because we don't have areas ready that we can say, after we sign this agreement and have this launch, that we will be carbon neutral. So what this means is that we are able to say that we will be a carbon neutral destination. That is, Douglas Shire will be a carbon neutral destination. And that is the beauty, and it's a really great coup to be able to partner with Qantas in particular. They just don't want to go anywhere. They have identified that Douglas Shire is exactly the place that they want to partner with to have this first around the nation.
Julia, we're talking with our Mayor, Julia Loy. Julia, why did you and the councillors meet in secret, a closed meeting over this last week? Why not total transparency on this in an open meeting?
You'll have to give me some more details about that. I'm actually not quite sure what you're referring to.
Well, didn't you?
What day and time was that meeting referring to?
Well, was it last Thursday you had a closed meeting about this very subject?
Oh, we had a special council meeting, and that was about a possible investment opportunity.
Yeah, but this is referring to this. This is what you were talking about, correct?
Look, one thing I will say, and I'm not going to get tripped up by you, Paul, in this particular public live interview. You may not be aware that it is contravening the Local Government Act to disclose details of a closed session report, and that's what it was about.
Yes, well, what you said when you
closed... I'm not going to be...
No, okay, Julia.
...breaching confidentiality.
No, I'm not trying to trip you up. I'm just asking a question. I'm just saying that when you did have that closed meeting, you could have said, well, we're just having a closed meeting, but you did declare that it was an investment opportunity. And now this one is come up, so I take it that it was about that. But all right, if you don't want to discuss it, that's fine. I just wonder why you had a closed meeting on your investment opportunity. Why not have it as an open meeting and transparent for the ratepayers?
One of the things with the local government process, I suppose, and it's all implicit in the Act, is that we have agenda items that are either open or closed, and all councils do this. Now, the criteria for the closed session meetings, if it's commercial in confidence information in relation to a contractor, for example, so all our tender decisions are all in closed meetings. We're not able to reveal details that prospective tender is disclosed to council in terms of what we assess who will be the most appropriate contractor in relation to building a bridge or a set of roads or all sorts of things. The other thing is anything to do with confidential information about staff, for example, and anything to do with purchases, investment, land acquisition or selling a plant. So there's a number of criteria that all councils adhere to and have to. But the reason I said that I'm not going to breach confidentiality or disclose what was in a closed session report is because I'm not able to, and it's misconduct. and quite severe penalties, actually.
Sure.
You're not allowed to for a certain period of years. So I caution any councillors to think about what they are saying to other people because they're breaching the Act.
Okay. Now, with you keep mentioning Qantas, but actual fact, the money gets paid to Green Collar, who then sort of works with Qantas, then works with other people. So Green Collar, right? The money that you're going to pay over 3 years that you won't disclose, but I believe it's a large amount, that money, do you know the breakdown once Green Collar gets a hold of it? Do you know what the breakdown is? So who will the directors get paid? What is the breakdown of it? Do you know?
Look, Paul, what I will say first, because you keep repeating it, this is a very small amount of money. It is less than 0.5%. I want to repeat, it is less than 0.5% of our annual budget. It is for a 3-year period. It's a very small price to pay to be carbon neutral, and
but the ratepayers, but the ratepayers, but Julia, the ratepayers don't get a chance to know how much money that is.
I'm not saying that they may not in the future, but at the moment, because we're still in the process of making a decision, we're still in the process of possibly signing an agreement, because it is still a work in progress, but the first thing we need to do is have a council decision to move to the next step, and that will occur tomorrow.
Do you know the details of the directors of Green Collar? Do you know who they are?
No, I don't actually, Paul.
You don't know who the directors of Green Collar? This is the money being paid, ratepayers' money. You don't know the details of any of the directors of Green Collar?
Look, I don't, but then, I mean, we have many, many decisions in council. We award tenders to all sorts of companies. We don't have a look and see who are necessarily the directors first. What we're looking at is the quality of the proposal, the impact for the Douglas Shire, more importantly, the benefit to the Douglas Shire. And I would like to say again that this is a very big coup for our Shire. And together, Council, with Tourism Port Douglas Sanctuary, we think that this is a very important initiative. It will give us untold marketing and branding opportunities. And the big picture is that it is a small price to pay to be carbon neutral right away and to actually be able to say that, because tourists want authentic and sustainable travel experiences, and they will know when they come to the Douglas Shire that they will get that.
One of the directors lives in Singapore. The others live in high-end, leafy Sydney suburbs. So it'd be interesting to know just how much of the ratepayers' money those directors will receive. Now, Julia, we now come to Mike Berwick, a former mayor of Douglas Shire who's up to his neck in Green Collar. He is a senior political or policy advisor for Green Collar. Now, while the perception up here is, and I repeat, it's a perception, is that Mike Berwick still pulls the strings at Douglas Shire Council. Is it a good look that Mike Berwick is involved in this and Green Collar?
Look, Paul, they are really ridiculous comments.
I didn't make a comment. I asked you a question, Julie. I did not make a comment. I said the perception is that Mike Berwick still pulls strings at the Douglas Shire Council. He is up to his neck in Green Collar. And it is a perception. So does this pass the pub test?
What I will say is that I'm not going to get into personalities. I know what you are referring to. You're referring to some people's opinion about certain people. I'm not going to get into that.
But Mike Berwick is tied up with Green Collar. He's tied up with Green Collar. You can't miss his photo if you go to their webpage.
I haven't said that he's not tied up. You're asking me a question about if it's a good look, I think, for council. And what I'm trying to say is that we engage with a whole lot of people. We have a lot of people who come to us with all sorts of things. And I just think that the comments, I will say, I think they're ridiculous and they're rubbish, because I've been in this area for a very long time. And I know that there's a lot of people who wouldn't think that at all. In fact, they admire the former mayor. He was a mayor for 17 years. He brought this shire into the public and international arena for tourism. people who are the same people sometimes who do have negative comments about him are actually benefiting from so much of the work that he did as mayor. And I think it's really sad. I think it's sad that people who, on one hand, live in this beautiful area, want to make income from this area, want to encourage other people to come and visit, actually put people down who have actually done so much work for the Shire. And also, we are where we are now because of his work. So I would say that publicly, but he does not pull any strings at council. We're all independently elected councillors who have our own brains, make our own decisions about things. But we do have a lot of diversity in our Shire. We have an amazing set of diverse opinions, and some people get very, very hot-headed, they get anxious about things, and that's why I keep going back to, if the issue is about becoming carbon neutral, well, the majority of councillors agree that this will be an amazing opportunity and a big coup, a big marketing and branding opportunity for the Douglas Shire.
Talking with our Mayor Julia Loy, Julia, whose idea was this in the first place? Whose germ of an idea was it in the very first place?
I think it's something that's been started quite a few years ago.
Somebody must have said, hey, why don't we go through Green Collar? Why don't we get Qantas? Why don't we get involved with this? Somebody must have originally come up with the idea for this latest one. So whose idea was it?
What I'm going to say to that is that it's been a long-standing desire of some councillors in Douglas Shire Council and also Tourism Port Douglas to do what we can to better promote our Shire. And for some years, it's been thought that certainly promoting our environmental credentials, becoming carbon neutral is something that people desire, companies desire. It's not such a wayward, out there type of proposition anymore. And if we just go back to why we're doing it, it's a small price to pay to become carbon neutral, and climate change is real, and if people don't believe it, they're really sticking their heads in the sand.
Sure. Now, look, Mike Berwick is part of this Douglas Shire sustainability group, agitators, a protest group, if you like. So is it fair that that group knows how much council is spending on this and the ratepayers don't?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I don't think that's the case anyway.
Well, they do know. That group, Mike Berwick's group, know how much council is spending.
Like, I can't answer that. And
well, I'll give you a quote from a release that they've put out, Julia. This is the Douglas Shire Sustainability Group. Now, this is quote, "In our view, the initiative is affordable, a very small percentage of annual budget," unquote. That sounds like they know already, yet we don't know as ratepayers. Is that a good thing?
Oh, I know where that comes from, actually, and a lot of people know that, and that's why we say less than 0.5%, because our CEO, Mark Stormer, did an excellent job of facilitating a widely attended stakeholder forum, and that occurred on the 10th of May in the Port Douglas Community Hall. And at that forum, nothing about the actual dollars was revealed, because we knew that Qantas had made it clear they wanted it to be kept commercial in confidence. But it was talked about less than 0.5%. And people have asked questions, and that has been the answer they've been given. And so that's where that would come from.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up now. Just final question on this, Julia. Is this a done deal? Because maybe the ratepayers need more time to digest all of this before their money is used in this way?
There'll be a council meeting tomorrow. There will be a debate. I'm sure it will be a very good debate. And councillors will make that decision. That's what they're elected to do.
But what about the public? Will the public be able to make submissions or talk about it?
The way our council meetings work is that we have recommendations, they're all on the agenda, and councillors debate the issue and then they make a decision.
So the public won't have a chance to put their case forward or make submissions?
Not at that meeting, no. It's not a forum where the general public make comments or say things. I mean, one of the things that councillors have to do is that we are elected by people to make decisions. We do extensive consultation. We've done a huge effort with our corporate plan. Many people talked about the desire to become carbon neutral. Certainly people talked about the environment. That was one of four key points that people raised. We've got a whole list of them, and we're developing our corporate plan around that.
Good. Let's move on to other things. And I thank you, Julia, for taking those questions. You've come on board today and do it. You could have ducked it, but you didn't. And I thank you for answering those. Now, we move on. The deadline has come and gone, re the biodiversity in the Mossman Mill. Now, Julia, where do we exactly stand now? Because this is incredibly frustrating.
Look, it is. And as you know, I've already called on both sides of government, the state and the federal government, to rise above the politics and refocus on Mossman and the importance for our mill workers, our cane farmers, the town of Mossman. You know, we know that it is so disappointing because the hard work's already been done. We've got a $25 million package from the state, which I strongly advocated for, as you're aware, plus the $20 million from the federal government. So it's a combined $45 million to transition the mill into a bioprecinct. It's the way of the future. We'll bring new jobs to Mossman. It's very exciting, and it's exactly what we need because the uncertainty has certainly depleted confidence in the town of Mossman for way too long. What I can say is that I know that the state government is in contact with the federal government, and my understanding is that hopefully things will be resolved this week.
Oh, let's hope so. Now, the Wangetti Trail has had an injection, hasn't it, of funds, and this is from the state government, isn't it?
This is so exciting, Paul, and this is what we should have been screaming from the rafters with joy about throughout most of our interview today. This is a major coup for Douglas Shire, $36 million plus to do the entirety of the shire, of the Wangetti Trail. We know we're already well underway with stage one. That's Mowbray all the way up to Port Douglas, which then links into our fabulous Flagstaff Hill walking track. That is underway, and we know that we anticipate the construction will be completed by mid-next year. But now with this further announcement, it is incredibly exciting. This will, again, just be so great for our ecotourism destination. It'll draw people in who may not have been to the Douglas area before. We know increasingly people want to have active sort of holidays. There's people who are doing this all around the world, and that they spend a lot of money at the same time.
Now, the Warner Street upgrade starts today, doesn't it?
Look, yes. No, we've totally revamped what we were going to. Well, we had last year a number of options. And we got feedback about that. And so we're now starting the upgrade, as you said. I'd like to emphasise that no trees will be removed in Warner Street. There will be some pruning where we need to. I really want to commend Gay Scott. She's done an amazing job with talking to every single property owner and resident in that particular street. We'll be doing a footpath. We're sorting out some drainage issues at the same time. And so this is a really good outcome, and we're certainly starting that today.
And Douglas Shire Council has rolled out 8 new toilet blocks. So you're a bit flush with success with this particular one, Julia.
Look, we've had some very tired old toilet blocks for a long time. And so we're able to use some Works for Queensland funding. And so we prioritised what we thought were the ones that most were in need, and they've all now been completed. So it supported a lot of local jobs through construction, a total of 28 local jobs. And I'm already getting good feedback about the toilets. I think, you know, we know when people have to go, you want to be able to find a toilet. That's the first thing. And then to be able to go into a toilet which is clean and fresh and is great. And so I've actually had feedback from tourists. As you know, we get a lot of repeat visitation, so people notice these things. And so it's a great coup for us to be able to do that. So, and we're able to use state money as well.
Well, I think, too, people judge a council by their toilets. I mean, if you go into a restaurant and you go into a toilet and it's a horrible one, you kind of go, well, am I going to come back to this restaurant? And I think people judge councils by their toilets as well, if they're nice and clean and maintained well.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it's all part of our presentation. It's all part of, you know, having a really great experience in Douglas.
All right. Julie Aloy, thank you for this morning. It's been a bit of a marathon, but they're questions that I needed to ask you because I think the ratepayers need to know about this. It's a very important decision, and I thank you for answering those questions this morning.
Okay, no worries, Paul. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye, Julia. Okay. Julie Aloy there, our Mayor of the Douglas Shire.
You're listening to Paul Makin on FabFM, Port Douglas Mossman.